One of the biggest land handbacks in Australia's history will take place in North Queensland today. The ancestral homelands on Cape York Peninsula will be returned to the Ulkula people, bringing an end to more than two decades of campaigning and negotiation. After being locked out of their traditional lands for almost a century, this handover is a chance for the Ulkula to return to country, to protect it and to create economic opportunities for current and future generations. Cathy Van Extel reports.
That's the sound of the endangered golden-shouldered parrot. Once found across Cape York Peninsula, the colourful native bird is now only found in two small areas on the Cape, its numbers down to a few thousand. For the Ulkula people, the parrot they call Ulwal has special significance.
It's small, very small bird, but very important to us. It's one of our token, yes.
Michael Ross is a traditional owner and chairman of the Ulkula Aboriginal Corporation. For more than two decades, he and other elders have been battling to reclaim land taken from the Ulkula and given to pastoralists and miners in the 19th century.
There was no room for traditional owners on the country. They were moved out, moved into town, moved into missions, Palm Island, Yarrabah, and further south. Those people haven't come home. They had their family down there. They had children and stuff down there. And it's time to bring them home and look at the country where their ancestors.
Under a process that started in the mid-90s, the Queensland government has spent more than $50 million on pastoral land to return it to traditional owners. The federal government has also chipped in to buy land for national parks. So far, around 3 million hectares of land has been handed back to Aboriginal control. And that figure will swell today when the Ulkula Aboriginal Corporation becomes one of Queensland's biggest landholders. At a ceremony in Cooktown, around 630,000 hectares of land will be handed over to the Ulkula people, with a further 100,000 hectares to follow in coming years. Andrew Piccone, the Northern Australia Program Officer for Australian Conservation Foundation, says much of the land is largely intact.
It's right in the kind of like Cape York heartland. There's been no clearing apart from the roads and some cattle stations in there. There hasn't really been any significant impact on that landscape. It includes part of the Great Dividing Range as it goes up the eastern half of Cape York. It includes the headwaters of rivers which flow both into the Coral Sea and also out to the west into the Gulf of Carpentaria. It's a really rich landscape in terms of wetlands, savanna types, vegetation types, habitat for the golden-shouldered parrot, and of course, it's of immense cultural significance to the Ulkula people.
For Michael Ross, a former cattleman in his 70s who's known as the Barefoot Chairman, today is a momentous day.
It was a long struggle. We lost a lot of people, the old people who started the struggle off. So I can't express how happy I am and how happy the Ulkula people are to come to this point now. For myself, I'll say, did you ever take the moon? And I think it's on the 10th of December. That's the day I take the moon. It's the day that everything falls into place after the hard struggle and stuff. We have a lot of struggle after that, but this is our first struggle to bring in the Ulkula people back to being one tribal people again.
Under the terms of the handover, about half the land will remain national park and half is Aboriginal freehold that contains nature refuges. There are also a large number of mining leases that remain in force. For the Ulkula people, it's an opportunity to manage, repair and conserve the land. Over the past few years, Indigenous rangers have been on country doing just that. One of them is Glenn Colker from Cooktown.
I learned a lot, working with different resources, different scientists to help me in future. Really like it. Builds my confidence of in future, give me the skills for the next generation.
So how do you feel about the handover then? How important is this day to you?
I feel so proud for the elders who are fighting for the land. I'm proud for them. I can't wait.
Do you see this as an important opportunity for the next generation of the Ulkula people?
Yes, it'll make a lot of Ulkula people get back on country, make them proud, back home where they're from.
The Olkalla plan to combine traditional ways with contemporary technology and market opportunities to manage the country and generate jobs through cattle, carbon farming and tourism. Michael Ross says the Olkalla have spent years planning for this, but there are big challenges ahead.
We only come halfway and we've got another journey, and that goes on, planning how to manage the country, how to work it, how to make an income come out of it, and how to look after that country. We started to put plans together from way back, who family come from there, who stopped there, what their interest in there. So there's a big planning process, how to implement those plans. We have to look at where is there funding, how there's the big issues on after the handover is looking at how are we going to make that country pay for itself.
One of the biggest uncertainties lies in ongoing federal funding for Indigenous rangers. Andrew Piccone from the Australian Conservation Foundation says the Commonwealth has a joint responsibility with Queensland to assist the Olkalla in managing the national parks under their control.
Hopefully with this handback of land to the Olkalla people, there is commensurate recognition from state and federal governments to support the Olkalla in their land management aspirations. And they do have a team of rangers which has already been working in partnership with the state in managing Awal National Park. The Working on Country program, the Caring for Country program, they've all been subsumed into the Prime Minister and Cabinet's process at the federal level. A lot of people have put in applications for the Indigenous Advancement Strategy, which was opened for grants recently, including the Olkalla. But there is definitely a lack of certainty about how things are going to roll out, what security of funding and funding cycles will be delivered.
But today, the Olkalla are celebrating an historic achievement. Michael Ross is optimistic about the opportunity it offers for current and future generations.
There's a gap between the older generation, my generation, and before my time. There's a gap between then and the younger generation now. Why that gap happened there? Because people went on country. So we have to try and fill that gap in to bring the younger generation up now to learn about country and learn that's their home, to have the knowledge to pass down to the generation after that. So we have a lot of catching up to do.
That's Michael Ross, traditional owner and chairman of the Olkalla Aboriginal Corporation, ending that report from Kathy Van Exdell.